The origins of the mistrust between the West and many of the world's Muslims and how to resolve it are the focus of a new book called American Raj, Liberation or Domination? American author Eric Margolis, a veteran Middle East correspondent, foreign policy analyst, and syndicated columnist, says it will take meaningful actions, not better public relations, to build new bridges between the West and the Muslim world. In American Raj, whose title recalls the 19th and 20th century British occupation of India, Eric Margolis takes readers on an eye-opening and provocative journey across the political and cultural landscape of the Muslim world. It's a landscape fraught with violence, anger, and hatreds fueled by what Margolis calls the still raw wounds of past defeats and human tragedies. Margolis contends that the Muslim world's anger is rooted first in the decades of colonial control of the Middle East by Western nations, and then by the continuing influence that leaders in the United States and other Western governments have sought to exert over the rulers of the region's Muslim states. Margolis recounts how many of these rulers have been dictators, and how their non-democratic and often oppressive governments have sparked public hostility toward their Western patrons and toward America in particular.
I stepped back into the early 19th century and showed the steady progression of resistance in the Muslim world to Western, first colonialism, European colonialism, and then to domination by the West. And I'm trying to put the violent groups in the Muslim world in the context of resistance to occupation rather than as being motivated by religion, as certain people in the United States claim.
Margolis says one of his primary goals in writing the book was to help Americans understand why the Muslim world often seems so hostile to the United States. He says the long-simmering Arab-Israeli situation and what he calls America's uneven handling of this conflict have been fueling Muslims' anger for decades, and Margolis contends the U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have added more fuel to that fire.
There are many other reasons for this antagonism, the primary, the most important of which is the continued American and Western British and French backing of non-democratic regimes across the Muslim world. This is the primary, I call this the primary source of what we say is terrorism. But certainly resolving the issue of Palestine, I think, would drop the anger towards the West by 40% to 50% in the Muslim world, because it is the outstanding issue. And it also reminds many Muslim people that, A, their governments have been completely unable to do anything about this tragedy, and B, they're angry at themselves for not being able to do it.
There was a time, Margolis says, when the United States was widely perceived as a positive force in the region's geopolitics. He says when President Dwight Eisenhower was in office during the 1950s, the U.S. was regarded with enormous admiration and affection across the Muslim world. It was seen then as a liberator and a counterbalance to the historically exploitive European powers. Margolis cites Eisenhower's famous 1961 farewell address to the nation, in which he warned against what he called the unwarranted influence of the military-industrial complex in the United States. Margolis doesn't think U.S. leaders have heeded that warning. He believes that powerful complex has gradually turned U.S. policy in the Muslim world away from one of friendship and liberation to one of backing dictatorial regimes and supporting Israel above all. And that approach, Margolis says, has had disastrous consequences for America.
It's earned great hatred for the West. It's responsible for the clash now that the U.S. has with the Muslim world. It was responsible for 9/11. And it's going to continue until the U.S. really starts practicing what it preaches and advancing its values, and that is promoting, helping the Muslim world move towards genuine democracy and good government.
In American Raj, Margolis argues that the United States needs to rethink its so-called war on terror. U.S. policymakers, he believes, must recognize that many of the violent groups confronting American interests are doing so not because they hate Americans or their values, but because of the American military presence in and perceived domination of the Muslim world. Margolis cites a recent poll by the private World Public Opinion Research Organization, which finds that in Morocco, Egypt, Indonesia, and Pakistan, all important American allies, 75% of the people questioned said they believe the primary goal of American foreign policy is to undermine Islam or destroy it. While Margolis believes that perception is a false one, he says the U.S. needs to change it through concrete actions, such as brokering a peaceful, just settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian problem, ending U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and showing more friendship to Muslim peoples.
We've got to start changing dictatorial regimes across the Muslim world and stop supporting them. And even when free elections bring regimes to power that we don't like, we, meaning America, doesn't like the Islamists in Algeria or Hamas in Palestine, that we have got to accept this. This is democracy. Democracy means putting up with people you don't like and having to listen to them, not overthrowing them and trying to starve them to death.
In his book, American Raj, Liberation or Domination, author Eric Margolis urges the United States to acknowledge that Muslims have legitimate political grievances and to support struggling democratic institutions in the Muslim world. And he criticizes the angry rhetoric of some fundamentalist groups in the U.S. who speak of an inexorable clash between civilizations. But Margolis believes Muslims, too, must abandon inflammatory language and condemn the use of violence if the United States and the Muslim world are ever to be reconciled. In Washington, I'm Rob Sivak.